What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Mike. Welcome back to the men's room. His radio is still up.
He's done.
Hello, Kristen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Is it Christian or Kristen?
It is Christian, like the religion.
All right, Christian. Are you sober?
And I bet you you're Jewish.
Are not sober.
Neither. I am sober.
All right, Christian. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Man, somebody said I sound like Jamaican Dracula.
All right, Christian, what are you getting? What are you getting arrested for? Naked rampage, doing a little self-love at work, sticking items in your rectum, or beating up your mom?
Definitely naked rampage.
Naked rampage.
Where are you going on your naked rampage?
I don't even know. Through Jersey.
Jersey.
Just all the Jersey. All right.
All of it.
All right, Christian, here is your question. In what month were all six of the first Star Wars movies released?
Ooh.
Ted demanded that I ask that question.
Yep, yep.
Oh, man. Look at my husband's a Star Wars nerd.
I bet he doesn't know that one. I mean, that's
he
pretty...
Would.
I
think he would know.
I think I know this just because it's...
Is it...
Can you repeat the question one more time?
I sure can. In what month were all six of the first Star Wars films released?
Gross. May.
That was going to be my guess.
One and
that was going to be my guess.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Look, I was going to say July.
I want to say, for the record, I'm like a longtime listener, and I'm fangirling because this is my first call-in. So
wonderful.
I appreciate it.
Well, hey, look, before we let you go, you're the only one and done today, so we give you a 50-50 question. Now, you said your husband is a Star Wars nerd?
Yes.
Tell him that you got this answer right. One and done. He owns you a good canyon yodeling.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Duh.
Here is your question. Is a cucumber a fruit or a vegetable?
It's a vegetable.
Fruit.
It's a fruit.
Got seeds.
It's a fruit. Yep.
Trying to think of the Star Wars term for that.
For what?
Canyon yodeling. There's got to be a term.
Hang on.
Talking to the Wookiee?
Dipping to the Sarlacc pit? Right.
Yeah.
I don't think of that. Now it's in my head.
Right.
Yeah, but you're right, man. Talk to the Wookiee. Shut up and talk to the Wookiee.
Demanding.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 round.
And you thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Jesus. That's a tauntaun.
Those are my two guys.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, somebody makes a good point. They go, May the 4th be with you.
That's why I was going to guess May.
There you go.
I was going to guess June or July because I thought they were summer blockbusters.
They were, but they always wanted to do it in May because they wanted to kick off the blockbuster season. So essentially, whenever your first summer blockbuster is, they try to do it mid to late May or Memorial Day weekend or something. And then your end of summer blockbuster, they try to do it early September by Labor Day.
All right.
That's generally how they do it. And then after that, everything wants to do the Oscar grab. Now, if you release in October, November, it's like, your kids don't want to see these movies, but we're looking to get an Oscar.
Right, or it's a holiday movie like Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way. All the Way where? Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Brock, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. Just got some food for my son, so, yeah, I'm driving.
Okay. All right, Brock, you're going to get arrested. What are you getting arrested for?
I was going to... Those all made me laugh really hard. I'm going to go with the first one, though, because I think my friends would probably understand that better.
Okay, Naked Rampage.
Yep, Naked Rampage, and I would be drunk, so they would probably understand. They would understand the naked part, so, you know, the drunk part would be the hard one.
Okay.
And Ted, what up?
What's going on?
I'm waiting for you to come up north for a beverage, buddy.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Come up to where?
Up north for a beverage.
Oh.
It's Brock.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Paddle.
Yeah, man, I got
paddle,
you.
Man. Yeah.
Got to get right. Some of that cider.
And by the way, for the Star Wars fans out there, some more suggestions for canyon yodeling, but in Star Wars lingo,
yes,
would be beggar's canyon yodeling, and I like this one, show me your moisture farm. So that's a... All right, your question. What was Wayne Gretzky's jersey number during his professional hockey days?
Didn't it change to 99?
One and done.
Yeah, another one and done. Nice. Hang on, before we let you go, let's see here. All right. Your adrenal gland or your pituitary gland, which secretes human growth hormone?
The second one.
The pituitary. Ellen, number two. Hello, Rodney. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Rodney, sober, not sober?
Not sober.
Sounds like you're driving, Rodney, so we gotta let you go.
Yeah. If you're not sober and you don't call us, pull over. Or just drive to your nearest police station. Mm-hmm. They'll take care of the rest. Hello, Marshall. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hola.
Marshall, sober or not sober?
Sober here at work.
Still working. How come sometimes you can call us and you're not working on a Thursday?
Just vacation time, that's all.
All right, gotcha. Okay. All right, Marsha, what are you getting arrested for? A naked rampage, self-love at work, items in your rectum, or beating up your mom?
Naked, for sure.
Naked.
Not
naked on the rampage.
Check. You don't have to explain why you would not assault your mother. To me, it just kind of goes unspoken. Oh, by the way, more suggestions coming in for the Star Wars version of candy noodling. There's Wookiee whispering. A shot at the cantina. I like that.
Yes. Wookiee whispering. That sounds like an album that came out in the 70s.
I'm the Wookiee whisperer.
Oh, yeah. Wookiee whispering. What an album.
All right. Marshall, your question. Serial killer David Berkowitz was given what nickname?
That's the one from New York, right?
I believe so. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, I remember the Spike Lee movie. I can't think of... man.
It's killing you, isn't it? No pun intended.
Yeah, because it's a Spike Lee movie, and... I can't cross my mind right now.
Son of Sam.
Son of Sam.
What were you? You didn't ask, so I thought you were saying like
that was a Z for Zodiac.
Oh, that was Z
for Zorro.
I saw it from the other way. So yeah.
Son of Sam. Mm-hmm. That, you know what? I've seen that movie, the Spike Lee one, right? Because isn't that where somebody's like, I think it's they thought Reggie Jackson was the killer
or something like that.
Because
right?
He wore a 44 and the killer used a 44.
I got it.
What's that
for Star Wars?
What do you got?
Canyon Yoda-ing.
Ooh, Canyon Yoda-ing. I like it. Somebody else has tickling the womp rat. Yes.
God damn. That sounds gross.
Well, I mean, womp rats are part of the Star
Jar-Jar
Wars
Jar Jar stinks.
All right. Your question. The movie Goodfellas is considered a biopic about what mobster?
I believe a Seattleite. And later in life.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I'm a cinephile, too. I should know these questions. Jesus.
Not Jesus.
Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta played him.
Yep.
Hearing this. Henry Hill.
You got it.
There you go.
There you go.
Nice job. Miles, you're correct. I believe he was relocated to Redmond.
He was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then he got caught selling coke.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Henry.
Shocking. Just like the movie.
I know.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.